Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and ready for service this evening. Let's all just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We were talking just a minute ago. We thank the Lord for the rain and for this beautiful weather He's given us. We just want to be always just praising the Lord in all that we do. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And we'll lift up the families. Let God just ask for comfort in those situations and healing for His will. Praise the Lord. Anybody else on the right side tonight? Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. We will. Anyone else in the congregation or back in the box?
Let's remember a couple that used to come to church. I was telling Brother Thomas, probably 5 or 6 years ago, probably longer than that. Anyway, he was struck by an automobile while he was working for a sanitation department and his kid died on his way to the hospital. So let's remember them in prayer. That's really all I know, except his funeral. We're supposed to be doing his funeral whenever they announce the arrangements. Remember Charlie Howard, Charlie and Roxy Howard. They used to come to church.
Yes, absolutely. We'll keep in prayer. And also, continue to be in prayer for those that have had procedures and surgery. I know Miss Gail is recovering, and I know there was some other brother, Terry. We want to always lift him up in prayer. And God is great. He's brought them through, and now it's the recovery season, and we just know that God's got it. And there are a lot of others that I'm just short on names. If you have a prayer request or a need, just show by the raising of your hand. Absolutely. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. We just want to praise you. We want to worship you, dear Lord. And as we gather together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive your word, ready to worship you and praise you. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, now as we do open this service with prayer, Lord, you've heard each and every spoken prayer request, dear Lord. You know those that the needs and the situation been spoken. Lord, you know the depths of our hearts, dear Lord. Those situations that even now that only we are just trying to understand or trying to fathom. Lord, we ask you to be with those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord. Be with those families as these little children are stricken, dear Lord, with, and that we know that you will touch them and be and strengthen us in a time of need. Lord, we just praise you. And for those, again, that has lost a life, dear Lord, for those families, strengthen them. Lord, we just praise you. We honor you, dear Lord. We thank you for those here tonight, those that are watching online. Lord, we just want to give you all the honor and glory. We ask you to bless our pastor. Strengthen him and his family, dear Lord, as they go about your work. Lord, for all the other ministries, dear Lord, that come from our congregation. Lord, for the little ones downstairs, for the teens out in the other building. Lord, we just want to lift them up to you. Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We just made a song change, and I apologize. Getting ready to leave this world, page 116. That's Brother Eddie, Miss Penny. They're going to do that for us too. Getting ready to leave this world. Praise God.
Paying up my treasure at home above. Trusting, fully trusting the Savior's love. Doing what I can for heaven's holy done. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of earth. Keeping my record cry, watching the day and night. I'm getting ready.
God, you may be seated if you can. Just praise God. So again, so glad to have y'all with us. Those of you watching online, again, as I say, it is many, many services. If you have a prayer request or a need, please put it in your comments section. We'll be glad to pray with you because we just lift it up to the Lord. It's all in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Got a couple of quick announcements before we take up our Wednesday night offering. And don't forget that it is for the Good Samaritan Fund. And the Lord has blessed this ministry. And it's just really allowed us, through his name, to be able to help those that are in need. So it's a wonderful Wednesday night offering, and in all entirety goes to the Good Samaritan Fund. But don't forget, mark your calendars. And this month is going really fast. So go ahead and mark it for July 9th through 12th. It's our Vacation Bible School. Keep everyone involved in that ministry in prayer, please. And if you'd like to help or get involved in any way, see Brother Chris or Miss Tabitha. And they'd be glad to show you what they need or whatever situations they are. But continue to pray for that. And also mark your calendar for July 5th. We're having an ice cream social on that Wednesday night. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a busy, busy month. There'll be more announcements to follow. Do we have any others? All right. We'll go ahead. Go ahead and take up the evening offering. Thank you, Brother Chris. Sister Brenda, you got a song for us tonight? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. When he loves me most.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for a good week. You know how that week is before you planning going on vacation, you know, for a few days, and it's kind of dragging. Well, it has kind of been dragging, but my boss is gone. Her boss is gone. So I have nobody above my pay grade to make decisions. So hope I still have a job next week. I have to make my own decisions, but I thank the Lord for giving me peace is the main thing. He's given me peace with the week, so I praise him for that. Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul.
Couple of songs I can sing. So. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire. Lost, but I found my way to God. It-
Is it your desire to live for the Lord? And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Y'all bear with me just a minute. I don't know what. We had an opportunity to drive up a little bit to North Georgia this morning, just kind of hunting a place to go with Trey riding, just kind of getting him out of the house, basically. And Penny saw this place, Echota. Y'all didn't know I could speak Native American, did you? We went to Echota, and it's the original Cherokee capital of the Cherokee Nation at one particular time. And, you know, it was very informative and really. Almost, I told Trey, I said, you can almost feel the, you know, the lives that were here walking on the ground that we're walking on, and they had several of the buildings there. But then we saw a video, and it went into detail about the Cherokee Nation and how at once Echota was a thriving metropolis, if you would, at that particular time, with hundreds of houses and structures there, and now they just probably less than a dozen, and most of those had been shipped in from somewhere else. There was only one of the remaining houses that was there during the time that it was the capital of the Cherokee Nation. And in the video, it showed how the power of the government came in and decided they wanted that property, and it covered a great part of North Georgia, Northern Alabama, Tennessee, and North Carolina, big section of it. And they kept whittling it down, whittling it down, whittling it down, whittling it down, until basically it got to just a little bit, and then the state of Georgia decided they wanted that property. And you know basically what happened. That was the beginning of the Trail of Tears, where they shipped the Cherokee Nation out to Oklahoma. And I was thinking about this song that I'm going to sing, and how that made me think that, you know what, we don't need to put our faith and trust in anything in this world, because it can be taken away from us. So I'm sure the Cherokee Nation never thought that they would lose their land and basically got nothing in return for it. So these things that we have down here, they're just temporary. We're not going to take them with us. But how many knows that God's going to take care of us until that day when he comes? Amen. This is an old, old song. Y'all bear with me. Houses and land I may not own, many riches be unknown. A little person in this world I may be. I can't keep up with the style, but I know I've got some time. Think Jesus first, that's enough for me. I think Jesus first of all, he will answer when I call. I claim Jesus first of all, he will answer when I call.
and I know I'll have a soul set set free. I am God's own child on earth, highest honor on this earth. Claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Others live on wealth and pride, I'm just poor but satisfied. Great Jehovah owns this world, don't you see? Underneath his loving wing, I'm as happy as a king. Claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all, he will answer when I call, and I know I'll have a soul sunset free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. Claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Houses and land I may not own, many riches be unknown. A little person in this world I may be. I can't keep up with the style, but I know I'm God's own child. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all, he will answer when I call, and I know I'll have a soul sunset free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. Claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Well, glory to the Lord. We thank God for his keeping power. As we were on that trip today, we were stopped on a road back home and stayed in traffic for about 30 minutes till we finally got up to where we could see, and a big transfer trailer had turned over in the little two-lane road, so we knew that it was going to be quite some time before they got that cleared up. So we backtracked and almost got lost, to be honest with you. But we got home. Thank God for getting us home, amen. God is a good God, but he kept us safe. If you have your Bibles tonight, amen, I'm excited about God's Word. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that we can get excited about God's Word? His promises, his commandments, his direction, all in the Word of God to lead us and guide us and seemingly just give us exactly what we need, amen, whatever we're facing in our life. In the book of 1 Peter, way over the New Testament, in the very first chapter tonight is where we would like to take our message text. 1 Peter chapter number 1, beginning with verse number 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse number 3. The author writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Can you say praise the Lord? "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice now, or you greatly rejoice through, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Now verse number 8, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, for this opportunity to gather together tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just pour out of your anointing and your blessing upon each and every one here. God, those who may be viewing by live stream, I pray, God, that you would reach into their homes and touch and comfort them. Father, I humbly ask now, God, that you'll just use this vessel, anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us. That you would have us to hear, God, that we'd be submissive and obedient to your will, to your word, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And you may be seated in the house tonight. This past Sunday, as we were singing, during the Sunday school class, or right before we opened up in Sunday school class, we sang a song. In fact, it was still turned down back there when I first got here to service tonight, and it says simply says, Joy Unspeakable. And if I can refer to that just, I think I did a little bit of that already, but I just want to kind of start it off with that. But it's been on my mind this entire week, and especially today, it really, really hit me about the joy that God has given us, man, as it extended into us, man, that we should be joyful no matter what circumstance that we have. It says, I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth most of my needs. Now the song says, He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. And then it goes on to say, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I began to think about joy unspeakable, and one writer said that basically what joy unspeakable is, not able to put in mere words to describe the joy that we have, that God has given us of His Spirit, that we can have that joy, have salvation, have His healing, have His attention, but have that joy as well. And full of glory just simply means that we're full of honor and full of praise to our Lord and Savior forever and ever and ever. Probably there should never go a day go by in a Christian's life that we don't offer up praise and honor and glory to the Lord for loving us, for saving us, for sending Jesus Christ, amen, to die on the cross for our sins. That ought to make us exceedingly happy and give us exceeding a great joy and full of honor or full of glory. But there's several things here. In fact, there's five. There's probably more and more than if we really got into the Scripture to analyze it. But I want to talk about five different things tonight that causes us to have joy unspeakable. This is not a short-lived joy that God has instilled in our life. It's not necessarily a joy that is just hinged on things that happen in our life. There's things that happen. There's things that makes us feel good. When I was working, Friday, payday. Kind of made me feel good. Kind of made me ready for the weekend. But you know what? That joy was short-lived by Monday morning when it was time to get back up and clock in and go back to work. So those are little things that we have down here that'll give us a little bit of joy. How many's ever stopped when you were visiting in the hospital and you made your way to where the newborn babies are and you just stood at the window and you wasn't kin to any of them, but you just oohed and aahed and there was a certain joy there seeing the birth of children and seeing those little babies and knowing the joy that that was going to bring to that mom and dad and that family. And there's a lot of things that's joy. But most of those joys that are out there that we experience are short-lived. But Peter here begins to address, no, you know, that's not the joy that we're talking about. You know, that kind of joy is describable. You're joyous because it's payday. You're joyous because there's a new birth. You're joyous because of certain things that happen in your life. But he went on to tell the church there, he said, this joy is joy unspeakable. Joy that's not really able to describe, amen, or to put in mere words the joy and the happiness and the peace and the contentment that comes with the relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us joy, and then he goes on to say, you know what? I know you're going to have trials. And I know there'll be certain situations in your life that won't be joyous. And they won't be things that you're going to jump up and down and do cartwheels about. But the joy that I'm talking about, the joy that God gives us, will give you joy even through those times when things are not really going in a joyous manner. So the five things that I want to cover tonight, the first one, it's found in verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy. That's another word that you and I probably could not put into mere words and describe the fantastic and the beautiful and abundant mercy of our Lord and Savior that has extended that mercy unto me. There's many songs about it. When mercy walked in, Sister Jennifer sings a beautiful song talking about when mercy walked in. Can you remember the day? Can you remember the time that you allowed mercy to walk into your life and you realized that you were here Amen. Not because of anything that you'd done, and you couldn't go to heaven on any of your good merits, and you couldn't be good enough, or you couldn't do good enough, but you're so thankful for the mercy of God, that the mercy of God stepped in, and it pricked your heart, and it brought you to an old-fashioned altar, and you gave your life to Jesus, amen, and you accepted Him to come into your life and live, and that mercy is one of the things that causes us to have this unspeakable joy. In other words, indescribable joy. Joy that is beyond my ability to even comprehend, beyond my ability to vocalize or adequately describe the joy that is within me. Now, does that mean that I'm going to go around and just ha, 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 and all day long and all? No, there's going to be times in our life that we're going to suffer through situations. But this is an inward joy. Can anyone, I know you can, this is a group of saved people, amen? Can you relate to what I'm talking about, amen? You know, even when you get bad news, and you know what? God never told us that we would be free from bad news. In fact, one of the scriptures says it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Just because we're born again, just because we're saved, just because we're a child of God, doesn't mean that we're never going to have problems, we're never going to have troubles, and we're never going to have situations. But the abundant mercy that God has abundantly given us. And that mercy, if you ever want to get really happy, just think about what God has done for you. Just think about He loved you so much that He allowed His Spirit to dwell within you. Everywhere that you go, you know what? You're never alone. God's Spirit is always with you to lead you and to guide you and help you. So thank God for that abundant mercy. The next thing is also found in that same verse. He said, and hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, a lively hope. And that type of lively hope is basically a hope that is alive and held fast. You know, we used to get a little magazine around Christmas time, a little catalog, I think is what they call them. Now you look on, the internet and pick out what you want for Christmas. But when I was growing up, it came in the mail, a little catalog, and one was an Alden's catalog, one was a Sears Roebuck catalog, but man, me and Dennis would start flipping through that catalog, and man, I hope I get this, and I hope I get that, and you know, we were kind of on that, we didn't want to ask for too much, but we wanted to ask for enough, you know what I mean? There was that little fine line. If you ask for too much, you got a stern talking to from mom and dad, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, how long did y'all find out that money did not grow on trees? You know, I used to look out in the backyard, and they was right, Derek, money doesn't grow on trees. So we wanted to be real particular. We wanted enough, but we didn't want to circle too much because we didn't want that stern talking to. So we would circle things, and that we would say, I hope I get this. And I hope that I get that. Now, did we get everything that we circled? No. We probably got more than we deserve, to be absolutely honest with you. But we did get things. But you know what? Sometimes we're disappointed because the things that we hope for don't come into fruition. And even as we grow up, there's things that sometimes that we're hoping for that never actually happen. This is not the type of hope that Peter was describing. What he was describing was the hope that we have of an eternal home. How many's living and holding fast to that hope that things are going to be better over there? How many's thinking and banking on the word of God that, you know what, we're going to a place where there's no more sorrow, there's no more pain, there's no more sickness, and thank God there is no more death. I'm holding on to that hope. I'm holding on to that hope to also know that as long as I'm here, if I'm sick or any of the people are sick, we can call for the church, the elders, anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith. I'm holding on to the fact that if we believe what we pray for, God's going to do His part. That is a hope that will never die in my life and in my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is a lively hope that we have. Also, I have hope in the Scriptures. I believe the Scriptures. I believe what the Lord has guided people to write and how that He has used the Word of God and how He was the living Word and how He put that word into flesh and how that flesh became and dwelt among us and then sent back the Spirit in His name. And we have the promise, amen, that where He is, we may be also. How many is holding on to that hope? Amen. Some people say, well, where is heaven? Where is that place? Let me tell you, it's where Jesus is. Amen. And where He is, that's where I'm going to spend an eternity. Amen. With my Lord and Savior. So we have that lively hope that is always abundant and fruitful in our life, and we hold fast to that hope, believing not just hoping. Come on. Let me make this statement. Some will say, I hope I go to heaven. I'm believing I'm going to heaven. Not because of who I am or not because of what I did, but because of what he did and because of the love of the Father. Amen. He's made a place for me. I'm going home to be with Jesus. Amen. That's the hope that I'm holding on to. It is a lively hope. And then in verse number 4, to further iterate that, he says, to an inheritance. I saw on the news today that because of inflationary things and the volatility of the market, that people's retirement is growing less now than it was this time last year and even the time before. In other words, what we're putting ahead for retirement is shrinking. Even if it's not dollar-wise, it won't buy as much as it did. How many has realized that if you've went to the grocery store lately? It don't buy as much as it did last year or the year before. In fact, somebody was telling me just this week, they was talking about, $75 worth of groceries and had to pull it out in a buggy. He said, he was talking about when his daddy would go in to buy the groceries, you know, and it would last probably a couple of weeks. But it was out in a big old buggy, and I said, you know what? I can carry that out in 3 plastic bags right now. And how many knows that's true? I mean, if you buy certain things, you might get it in 2 plastic bags if you buy a lot of meat. So we know that it's not buying as much as it once did. But that's not the inheritance that Peter's talking about. That's not the inheritance. Amen. Yes, I believe in putting aside. Yes, I believe in preparing and providing for yourself, understandably so. I think God wants us to be good providers. But that's not what Peter's talking about. Because if that's what we're putting our faith and trust in, we may be disappointed. When it comes time to draw that out, we'll find out, hey, you know what? It don't buy as much as it used to. But Peter's not talking about that inheritance. He said, not only do we have a mercy, abundant mercy, not only do we have a lively hope, but we have an inheritance. You see what he's telling the church? He's telling the church, you know what? It's not as bad as you thought it was. I know you're going through some hard times. I know situations maybe not be unfolding like you want them to. But I'm going to remind you of what living for the Lord and the benefits that he gives us. Amen. He gives us mercy. He gives us a hope that we can hold on fast. And after we leave all of this, we're going to an inheritance, one that the Lord himself has prepared for us. And I believe that everything we're ever going to have need for in eternity is going to be provided for us. What an inheritance. There's no way we could humanly possibly do that here on this earth. But that's not the inheritance he's talking about. We have an inheritance. And you hear me say this all the time, that old preacher said, all of this and heaven too, talking about the blessings of God. And no wonder the apostle Peter said, you know, it's joy unspeakable. I'm not able to describe the joy that comes from living for the Lord. The joy of knowing that if I go to bed tonight and I don't wake up and my eyes are closed in death, I have a better place to go to because of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what gives me a hope. That's what gives me joy. And that joy is unspeakable. And it's full of glory, full of honor and praise unto our Lord. So then he goes on to say in verse number 5, you know, really, if you ever get, and I wasn't really planning on saying this, but I think it's good. If you ever get to the point where you get a little depressed, or you will get a little frustrated with things that are happening, maybe in your life or maybe in the world or just on the current events and things like that are happening, the joy is still there, okay? And maybe you just need to shake it up a little bit. Maybe you just need to revise that joy that is in there, because that joy won't go away. As that song says, what can cause an old man that's about to say goodbye to lift up both of those dying hands with a tear running from his eye? With his loved ones gathered all around him, he just smiles and say, don't fear, because the one that brought me through the storm, it's going to lead me home from here. You see, all of that sickness, all of that affliction, all of that sorrow could not steal, it could not touch that joy that is within us, that joy that is unspeakable, that joy that is full of praise and honor and glory. Because when I close my eyes in death, I know I have a better place to go to an inheritance. And then Peter says, you know what? Not only that, not only do we have hope and mercy, but we have an inheritance, but we are kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. You know, one thing that I constantly encourage Trey with. In fact, we were walking through some of those houses today, and you know, they were old houses, and none of them were underpinned, and we had already seen a copperhead. We crossed a creek, and he said, "Papa, there's a snake," and we looked, and sure enough, I got a video of it. It's a copperhead just swimming around, minding his own business, and no, sir, we didn't bother the snake. We left it alone, and we walked, and you know, and then Trey kept looking back, and he kept looking back, and I said, "What are you looking for?" He said, "I was just looking to see if that snake is following me." I said, "That snake's still in the creek. He's not going to bother you." And I tried to encourage him, as I always do when he gets a little nervous. I said, "Trey, you need to understand that wherever you go, God is with you. And God's going to keep you in the palm of his hand. He's going to take care of you. You just put your faith and trust in God." And so he got to feeling a little bit better of that. But you know what? I got to thinking, I just encouraged him, and sometimes I need to hear that myself. Sometimes it may not be the copperhead, but I know Satan's around somewhere. And I need to be encouraged. And I go to the Lord. I go to the Word. And I find that you know, he said, I'll be a comforter. I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. When troubles come, I'll be right there with you. You're never going to face anything alone because I'm always going to be there with you. So the next thing, number four, is we are kept by his power. Kept by his power. That means he doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He is there. And he holds us in the palm of his hand. I was hearing Brother Anthony Wynn speak, and he touched on something, and he was talking about don't let the devil tell you that you're going under or that you're going down. Because if you're living for the Lord, in order for you to go down, that means the Lord is going to have to go down because he's holding you in the palm of his hand. And he said, "I got news for you. The Lord is never going down." Amen. If you believe that, give the Lord praise. Amen. And he holds us right there. Amen. Spiritually with us. How comforting that is to know. And those are the kind of things that instills that joy unspeakable. Amen. You can make yourself begin to feel good just as you can make yourself begin to feel bad. Man, many times we talk ourselves into a bad day. Just because it's raining, just because this, that, the other. I will assure you, you can always find a silver cloud. You can always find something to praise the Lord for and to give him glory. So not only do we have obtained mercy, we have that lively hope, that inheritance, but we are kept by his power. How many knows that his power is greater than any power on earth, greater than anything that Satan could ever come against us with? And then finally, in verse number 5, but in the fifth thing that we're talking about tonight, is the faith unto salvation. It is in verse number 5. We're kept by the power of God through faith, everybody say through faith, unto salvation. Well, I like that. When I saw that, I know it's not intended to write that way, but when I saw that, I had the little play on words. How many knows that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen? And the first word of that is now. Now faith. And a preacher was preaching on now faith. Amen. Not tomorrow's faith, next week's next faith, but now faith. And there's that same little play on words if you look at it right there. It says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation ready. Salvation ready. I like those two words right there. Salvation ready. Amen. You've been born again. You're salvation ready. Amen. If you got salvation ready, you got joy unspeakable and full of glory. But all of those other things that he gives us, he's also given us the ability to have faith unto salvation. Basically, believing what Jesus did on the cross and the power of his shed blood, we can rejoice. Amen. You can rejoice in any circumstance. Through any problem and through any trial. Now, don't misunderstand. You don't rejoice because of that trial. You rejoice in spite of that trial. In spite of that problem, in spite of that trouble. Through the fire. Amen? God didn't keep them out of the fire, but he kept them through the fire. Kept Daniel through the lion's den. Many, many times we may have to go. In fact, he says it here. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So he lets us know here, he's speaking basically to the church here. You know, yeah, you're going to have problems. Yeah, you're going to have trials. Yeah, sometimes things are not going to go your way. Come on, husbands, give me an amen. Sometimes, but you can still have joy. Amen. You can still have that unspeakable joy. You can have that full of glory and honor and praise unto the Lord. And you know, sometimes, as the song says too, I'm thinking of songs tonight, praise your hurt away. Not moan and groan because of your hurt, but praise it away. You know, just begin to glorify and pray. And that may mean something other than even physical pain. Maybe there's spiritual pain. Maybe there's situation in your life and you're spiritually down. And maybe you're just, you know you're born again. You know you're saved. You know you're ready to go to heaven. But something is just sort of tugging at your victory and kind of tugging at your joy. How many's ever been there? You don't have to raise your hand. We've all been there. I have been there many, many times. But you know what? It doesn't steal my joy. It does not take that joy away. And you know what? I have to depend on that joy. Many, many times I have to say, you know what? I'm going to praise you anyway, Lord. You know, maybe it wasn't meant to be. Maybe, you know, something I've been hoping for or praying for or asking for the Lord for, it didn't happen. You know, I'm not going to get mad and puffed up at the Lord. Maybe it wasn't intended for God. You know, I want to pray His will. That's the prayer that I want. And I have to learn to pray that over and over and over, because if I'm not careful, many, many times I'll be praying my will. And Jesus Christ even prayed the will of the Father. He said, not my will, but thine be done. So many times we'll have to say, Lord, you know what? You know better than I do. You know what I'm facing tomorrow. You know the next situation. I'm just going to put my faith and trust in you, and I'm going to go ahead and call it done, and I'm just going to give you praise and honor and glory. And you know what? When you start doing things like that, that joy gets fired up again. Amen? That joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. So as we see all of these things, and I wrote four little words there, and I don't know where I wrote that. I may have used this message one time before, but here in my Bible I wrote, protected, shielded, guarded, preserved. Amen. Say that with me. Protected, shielded, guarded, and preserved. Amen. That pretty much covers all of that Peter was talking about. And when you begin to think and put those words together, it does cause joy in our life. Amen. Can't help but be happy in the Lord. Not because of circumstances, but in spite of circumstances. May God bless you. We love you so very much. I know that it wasn't the easiest thing in the world to come out on a rainy night, but you did. And thank God for your faithfulness, and it means so much to this pastor, and I appreciate it. You know, many times we might not feel like coming to church, but we have to remember that maybe there's somebody there that needs our faith and needs our prayer. So forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and that's not it only, but praying one for another. So before we dismiss tonight, we'll give you an opportunity. If anyone needs prayer tonight for whatever reason, man, we know that God is able to do all things. And this altar is always open for you. So if you need prayer tonight, please come forward and we'll gather around and pray for you, whether it's sickness, affliction, or whatever the case may be. As we stand tonight,
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, as we always do. I know I say that a lot, and I hope y'all understand that where my heart is, and I know yours is too, that God is worthy of our praise. We know that He hears our prayers, and we know that He already knows the answer. He already knows the solution to every problem that we may face, or even as we bring up our family, our loved ones, our friends. And we know that God knows each and every one in we place. It's an honor to be able to go to the Lord in prayer for others or for ourselves, for whatever situation. And we just thank the Lord for hearing our prayers. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Just love the Lord this evening. So glad to have y'all with us again. Those of you watching online, we'll be glad to pray with you too. And also the praise reports. Please put them in the comment section. We know God is a mighty God, and He's answering prayers constantly. There are many praise reports, but the one that you type in or the one that we speak to each other may be the one that person needs to hear to get that reassurance in God. So we just want to, again, just praise His holy name. All right. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. I want to invite you all back for Sunday school Sunday morning and for our services Sunday. Our most gracious and heavenly Father God, we love you. Lord, thank you for your word, dear Lord. Thank you for your promise. Lord, our hope is within you, dear Lord, our expectation, and dear Lord, in your word, dear Lord, and our faith is in you. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for the healings. Dear Lord, for touching those situations that need to be brought in front of you. Lord, we know that you can be with those that have lost loved ones, dear Lord, those that are struggling. Those that are watching online right now, dear Lord, you know their needs and their situations, and we're lifting them up to you now, dear Lord. Now we just ask you to bless each and every family represented here. Not only here, but with the young people and out in the children's church and the teens. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Praise God.